Okay, so I wanted to talk about doing business on Chol HaMoed. We're going a little out of order, but I wanted to make sure we cover this nekuda. Very important. So we introduced the concept of Chol HaMoed and the Kedushas HaYoim, and that you have to treat it like a Yom Tif and everything like that. Okay, now there's Yisuri Melacha, and we have to deal with the issue of Yisuri Melacha, which eventually maybe we'll get to. But I want to skip that for a moment and get to another halacha, which is what people are real curious about, which is, can you do business on Chol HaMoed? Why? Because in today's day and age, our business, most people, what we call, quote, going to work, is really not really necessarily heavy work. It's not malacha. In the old days, work was, you went out to the field, and you were chayrish, and you were zireya, and you were kaitzer, and you were dash, and you did all the 39 malachas, right? So you're literally working very, very hard. Nowadays, what's work? You go to work, you sit at a computer, and, type in a few things and whatever, and it doesn't necessarily involve physical labor.
Okay, that's jobs also,
Plumbing is... Okay, I'm not saying it's not. There's also people doing Chorish and Zaria also. Haraya, we have bread here, right? But I'm saying, Lemaisa, the point is that for many, many people, that's not the case. So I want to focus on that, which is store owners, buying and selling, anything to do with going to work on Chol HaMoed, doing business deals, real estate, basically buying, selling, etc. Is this a problem on Chol HaMoed?
Is there a fillip between what you're describing now, which is like mischar, and doing your job?
No, we're talking...
I don't really buy and sell anything when I go to work.
Right.
I'm not buying and selling.
Right. Well, we're talking... We're assuming now that... I'm talking about providing a direct service that you're being paid for, or buying and selling. Yeah.
So it's a different deal than all
Yeah, you mean a different type of your type of work may be different, right?
Maybe but these work aspects one would be doing at home anyway.
Okay, but it's not about the that's what I'm saying. It's not about the punching the numbers. It's one paper.
Retail, it's about making money.
Because when you're doing it for yourself, so yeah, you're having fun. When you're doing a business, you have the whole stress of of the business. It's a whole different. That's the whole idea of it. So, thank you, Rav David. So the Gemara starts. It's on Daf Yud Amud Beis. It's on the bottom. I marked it off. Moshe, there's a paper here. Okay, so Amar Rava, Prakmatya Kol Shehu Aser. Prakmatya Kol Shehu Aser, Zok Drashi, Lasois Schoira B'Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do Schoira, which is business, on Chol HaMoed. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Avin, Uvedavar HaAvin Motar. But if it's Davar HaAvin, it's Motar. Now, obviously, what's the Chiddush here? We know Davar HaAvin is Motar to do Malacha. Because Prakmatya is not Alts Isser Malacha. A person can argue, I can go to work all day, I can buy and sell retail and stay in my store, even in those days, and not even do a malacha at all. We spoke about this last week, right? So even though I'm not doing any malacha, I'm doing prakmatia, still it's aser. And however, you would think maybe if it's aser for whatever reason, because your headspace and you can't enjoy the yom tif and you're thinking about a million other things, maybe you would think that there's no exception of davar avid. On that, I'm a rava, davar avid is mutter. Just like by malacha, davar avid is mutter is here. Now, we have to explain what Davar Avid is in the context of business, right? Because I'm going to go with the assumption that if you're working, if you have a job...
It's not like a
car. No, because it's different. I hear what you're saying, but not necessarily. So if you're working and if you have a business you're running, I would hope that when it's not Chol HaMoed, you are making money, right? Because if you're not, then this is not a Chol HaMoed shaila. This is stump, right? You should be doing it anytime. So you're obviously making money. And therefore, when Rava said the concept of prakmatya asar, he obviously assumed, therefore, you're not going to be making that money that you would have been making on weekday. So what are we coming along now and saying? Amar Yosef Aravin, Davar Avid and Mutar. So what is Davar Avid saying? I mean, obviously Davar Avid assumes the whole Isser Prakmatia assumes you're not making money. So Davar Avid must be something else other than that. So we have to get into that. Ravina Havale Hahu Iska Davar Mizdavin Bishita Alfi. Ravina had a certain mischar that was going to be sold for 6,000 coins. Shehiye, he waited until after Chol Moed. Lizvuni basa chola de moyada. Vizavni betraser alfe, and he ended up making double the money and sold it for 12,000. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Okay, now Tosfos. Now is where things start getting interesting, because there's going to be a lot of exceptions to this rule or explanations to this rule. Tosfos comes along, and Tosfos says, "Uvedover ha'avid mutter." I circled the Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Pirish, what is davar avid? Bedavar shim loyim karena ata. If you don't sell it now, shema loyim karena yafe." You may not end up selling it at all. V'yafsid min ha-keren. And you're going to lose out your keren. Your keren means your principal investment. So, simply put, what's Tosis saying? Tosis is saying, if you have a grocery store and you sell milk, and everyone came to last week's shear, so therefore on Chol Moed they're not drinking any milk whatsoever, they're just having meat, right? Whatever. It's not for Tzar HaMoed. So you have schoira that you have in your store, and if you don't sell it, it's going to spoil. It's going to get ruined, right? You have kernels of wheat that people are not going to make into bread. It's too much to use for bread. It's going to spoil, and therefore, if you don't sell Chol Moed, you're going to lose the entire merchandise that you're allowed to sell. That's what it would seem like the literal interpretation of Tosfos, which is you're going to be mafsid min hakeren. You're going to lose out your principal investment. Now, the Chazon Ish adds that you're allowed to add into the cheshbon of your principal investment. There's a chair. You could add into your principal investment also your time, the value of your time that you put into it. So that would mean, let's say, according to Tosfos, there's two interpretations of Tosfos. There's the more chomer and the more maker one. But let's just take it literally for now, and we'll build up. The most literal interpretation of Tosfos is a very chomerdik interpretation. That means, let's say you mark up in your store, you have a 30% markup in your store. So you bought something for $100, you're going to sell it for $130. Now, if you wait, someone comes into the store, they want to pay the $130. You close down the store, and this is like, it's like spring shoes or whatever, spring season stuff. By the time Sukkot is over, no one's interested in buying that stuff anymore. Everyone's going to buy the winter stuff. And no one's going to buy this particular thing. You're going to have to go put it on a closeout sale, and you're only going to be able to sell it for $105. So you would have been able to sell it before Yom Tov for $130. Now you're going to have to sell it for $105 after Yom Tov. So you have to sell it on Chol Moed. So according to the interpretation that we're saying now in Tosfos, no, because you're not losing from your principal investment, because it only cost you $100 to begin with. Since it cost you $100, so Mamela, to sell it now, you're selling it for $100. You're not going to lose money from your principal investment. So therefore, that would be aser, according to this interpretation of Tosfos. That's what it means. Yafsid min hakeren means you have to lose out from your principal investment into the in the business in order to be matir you to sell it. This is obviously a very chomer interpretation, because you know that likelihood that whatever it just it means.
Sounds pretty makel if you look at the actual halacha, because he's saying that if you could only sell it for $95, you're allowed to sell it.
And after Yom Tov, you're only going to be sold to $95. That's a clear davar avid.
$30.
Right. That's a clear davar avid, because you have something, you put in $100 and you're going to end up with $95. You're losing money by not selling it. So that's davar avid. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you subtract all of your costs and overhead, then $105 now becomes $95. It cost you.
Okay, so $110. What I said, you can. That's why I didn't say $100. That's why I gave you that $5. So, whatever the cheshbon would be, the Chazon Ish says, even according to this interpretation, you're allowed to factor in your costs and your own time and stuff like that.
How about if the store is a tzar of the community, like a Pesach grocery store?
Yeah. So, tzar HaMoed is motor. But, we're going to learn later that even tzar HaMoed, there should be a hecker on the store. The hours should be limited, or maybe, like, the way the halacha says it is, if there's two doors, only one of them should work, like this, only one work, like, you should only have, if you have double doors, you should close one, only have one, and it shouldn't be so poshut that it should be run like a regular business day. You have to make a hecker, the limited hours, limited access, etc. Okay, but that's a separate thing, okay? So now, there's a very big question on this interpretation of Tosfos. And the question is from a case on Amud Beis. And it's actually Yud Alef Amud Alef, the next page. So, where we marked off, there was a story. Badisa is the name of a river. Levoi Kvari. Basically, this river dried up, and there was a lot of fish left in the river. Because I guess the way the strategy is that you like kind of redirect the water in a way that maybe the water goes, the fish can't go, and all the water went, and the fish stayed behind. And now all the fishermen, or everybody in the community, has the time of their life, because now all the fish are sitting there, you can make all the herring you want. So, also kuliyama tzod. Everyone went and grabbed the fish on Chol HaMoed. Aisu kavra, sharaluhu. Aisu kavra, now they had the fish in their house. They had tons of fish. So now what's the problem? Before refrigeration, before refrigeration, they have to salt it and they have to preserve it. So are they allowed? So sharaluhu rava lemimlach minayu. Rava says it's permitted to salt the fish, all of it. You're only allowed to salt to preserve the fish that you're going to eat on Yom Tif, but not only Nogia for after Yom Tif, because then, right, and this amount of fish was not possible to eat on Yom Tif. There was a tremendous amount of fish, so you're going to salt all of it, so l'cha'ira, you're doing malacha for after Yom Tif. So Rabbi said, "Kivin demi kara daita dachila isinu." They didn't know. They didn't make a cheshbon how much they need for Yom Tif. That was that. So they went and grabbed the fish. Lamaisa, you know, lamaisa. Then they realized that's too much. V'ishavik luhu pasti. And now, if I would just let it go, it's going to go to waste. Kiprakmatia ha'avidami has the din of davar avid that we learned by prakmatia. Because now I'm not going to eat this fish. I'm going to sell it. And now I'm going to sell it. If I don't preserve it, I'm not going to be able to sell it. Memela, to just let it spoil, is considered prakmatya avid. It's considered a davar avid.
So is it fair to say that from here we learned that you have like a multi-part sale, where some of the items you need to make a sale before after Yom Tov, and if you don't do some of those things...
Okay, we you don't need this to learn that halacha. It could be that halacha is more mafurish than this. We'll get to that. So there's two things you learn from this halacha, but some of them... There's a kula and a chumra that you learn from this halacha. The chumra that you learn from the halacha is that it seems like that if it's just stam a windfall, they were not allowed to go to chatchila and say, "Hey, I can make tons of money on this fish." I say, "Are you in the fish business?" "No, I'm not in the fish business, but I don't have to be in the fish business for this."
What? They are now.
Yeah, exactly. So, right? I was never in the mask business until COVID came around. So, I now there's an opportunity to make money. I'll get into the fish business. So you grab all the fish and sell, and this is a davar avid, because if I don't grab the fish now, I'm never going to be able to. This is a mamash, a once in a lifetime opportunity. Apparently, it's not because it was usur. You're not allowed to go take the fish for that reason. Even though you have a windfall and you have a tremendous opportunity to make money, you can't go and go do malach of tzad, of grabbing the fish and being tereach to bring the fish home, even though it's a windfall. Why? Because that's no shaykhis to a davar avid. It's just minias revach. It's just not making money. What?
Wait, hold on.
So it's just being moineya you from making money. So this is a classical case of isra prakmatia. You're not allowed to go grab the fish and ask to sell them. So why were these people allowed? Because they thought that maybe they would have kiddush first day sukkis, and they were going to serve herring echleis with them. So they thought that there was going to be a lot of fish. They ended up now that's in their possession. So now it's a different story. Fine. But now there's a heter in the Gemara. That was the Chumrah in the Gemara. But there's a heter in the Gemara. What's the heter? That now that it's in your possession, if you're going to lose it and it's going to spoil, you're allowed to go preserve it. So frek the kasha, frek the rosh, b'shem the ravid, a question that l'chaira, this Gemara is a kasha on Tosfos. Because over here, there was no principal investment. I got it for free. So if the whole heter to preserve it is only to preserve my principal investment, I never bought this stuff. I bought it for free. So let it spoil. You'll be back to where you were when you started.
Who cares how you got it? You have it. I still own the principal. What if somebody gave me a matana? I mean, the guy gave me a matana for my inventory. According to Tosfos, you can't.
I just said it. So this is a very good question.
You still have principal. Whether or not you pay for it or not, you still have principal.
Okay, so one second. So why did all of you guys not jump on me when I gave my first example? I don't copy people. So you know that, like that story with when Reb Chaim was in first grade. So the Rebbe says, you know, comes Aleph A, you know, Tzere Aleph A. So he says, Tzere pay. So the boy asked the Rebbe, "What do you need a Tzere for?" It says, "Pay without the Tzere." So Reb Chaim said, when he was a little boy, if you had the cash, you should have asked it by Bays already. So if you had this question, you should have asked it before. Because I set an example that if you have shoes that you could sell for $130 and you paid $100 and you're going to have to sell it after Yom Tov for $105, right? Then it's not a Davar Avid. Because you get back your principal investment. Yeah, but you had value of $130.
No, you have a value of $130.
Why? That's the retail value.
Right now, it's $130.
I have wholesale value.
Well?
I have wholesale value.
That's what Karen is.
No, Karen is the value that I could sell it at.
That's what you paid for.
The value now is
$130. The value they bought it at.
So if I bought it at zero, I bought it at zero.
The value that it's bought at.
Exactly. Why is the retail... Why is the retail value the command the value? Why is the wholesale value command not the retail value?
That's how business works. You have wholesale and you sell at retail. That's how the value.
So one second.
There's two values.
The value. What?
The value for the moicher and the value for the lekeach.
The value for the moicher is what he can make from the lekeach.
What he has to value for is replacement cost.
That's really that's rabba.
How much is the cost to get the next piece?
What?
He bought it for 105. Tomorrow we can get it for 105. And the next week we can get it for 105. And after Yontif, he's only going to be able to sell this thing that's costing him $105. You can only sell it for $95 because nobody's going to want last year's styles after Sukkot. So if he's going to want to sell this last year's Sukkot, it's the price. He has to sell before the Yontif because these things are only at little. It has a picture of the Louvre, and that's it. It's not going to be sold till next year. So afterwards, nobody's going to buy it. But his supplier is still charging him the same $105 for it. So if he can only sell it for $100 after Sukkot, he has a loss. The fact that he's selling it before Sukkot for $130 doesn't change the fact that for him there's a cost of $105.
So the issue is the loss.
Where's the
rabbi?
His value
is.
The rabbi is that now
the
I can make
sells shoes. I buy them from
right. Yeah. And now, but I have the ability. I have the ability to sell this for $130. So that's the market value today.
Where's your rabbi?
No concept of
a nias
rabbi by sales. Right. Anything that I sell, well, I can sell a house for triple the amount they bought for it. Well, that's how much it's worth now. So there's nobody that's
Rebbe. Right, exactly.
No one does, but that's what Rebbe is.
Okay, good.
Right, and you're not going to do business in Yom Tov.
So good.
That's what's Asura and Kolomar.
So good.
So
it sounds like...
And that's what's
also in Kalamari. So it sounds like the I'm just as confused as I am in preparing the sugya. Very confusing sugya over here. But the Raven asks this kasha on Tosfos that if you say that you need minia, if you need hefsim mina karen, so l'cha'ira, why in this case is there was no karen? So the Raven says to tirutzim. One teretz he says is it's a big shot which won't pass. The second teretz he says is that it's because over here, what did he say? This no more. Yeah, Mugamar Moed Katan with the rush. His So the two tirutim of the Raivin. But the first tirut of the Raivin is that there's he's machalik between business and matana. I want to just see his lashon inside if you find it. But this is the kasha of the Raivin. Now, because of this, it's very unclear what Taisus means. The Ritva learns Taisus the way we learned Taisus. That has to be loss of your original principle, and basically asks this kasha. That you see from the Gemara that there was no principle. The others learn that, based on this Gemara, that really the money, and this is the Tor B'Shem the Marik. I'll read you this. Tor B'Shem the Rivash, actually. Okay, thank you. So the Rosh B'Shem the Ravid says, the answer is like this. It's the last Ravid in the first parak. So he says, the Tirtz Ravid, that he's really asking a different question. Sorry. He's asking a different question. His answer is not going to help with this question. So what it would seem like from this question is that principal investment doesn't mean the principal investment that you invested into it to buy it, but it has to do with the value that you currently have. Okay? So it has to do with the value that you currently have. Based on that, the Beis Yosef brings from the Rivash, the Kasav HaRivash B'Tshuva, that you could sell something for, you could sell something in Chol Hamoed, if later on you're going to have to sell it for cheaper. Why? So his Lashon is, here he says like this, since you have the schoira, you have the merchandise in your possession now, you have someone that's willing to pay a price for it, and after moed you'll make money, but you won't make as much money. That's considered hefsin min hakeren, because now the value of your keren is whatever the retail value is. I mean, the Rivash holds that the retail values can vary what your value is in it. So if you have the ability to sell it for 130, and you know for a fact that after Yom Tov you're going to have to sell it for 105, even though you'll make back your principal investment, that's called davar oven, not minyas revach.
That's called minyas
revach. Oh. So minyas revach is only, we'll see, hold on. So that means that if it's very limited, according to the Rivash, the retail value is kaveh your karen now, because that's your business. Your business is you bring on merchandise, you could sell it for that amount. So now to not be able to sell it for the amount I want to sell it, that's taking away the value that I have in my karen. So according to the Rivash, and the Mordechai and the Ritva argue, because the Mordechai says, what we're talking about is if you have Zaysim Va'anovim and they're going to spoil, but stam selling thing, that's Mikri Davar Avin. Right? And he says otherwise, like you're saying, if you're going to say selling it for the retail value is davar oved, if kein kol schor hu kach, that's the point of business. That's why you're selling it. So the Mordechai is saying that the only time it's mutter, and the Ritva, the only time it's mutter is to sell what you have. If you, by waiting, you're going to have to sell it and take a loss from your principal investment. The Mordechai, the Rivash, is saying, and that's how we paskin, that as long as you're going to have to sell it for less than the market value today, that's also called davar avid. Now, so then what's the case that it's aser? The case that it's aser is that there's no reason why you won't be able to sell it after Yom Tov. So all you're doing is missing potential sales. Okay, but that item, I'll sell it later. There's no difference. Nothing's going to go down. The value is not going to go down. I'll be able to sell. The only thing is, I'll be able to make fewer sales. So I'm not going to be able to replenish or whatever. But everything I have in my merchandise, I'm going to sell for the same price after Yom Tif. So LMI, I'm missing 1 week of business. Okay, it's missing 1 week of business.
Any windfall would be awesome.
So now there's two types of windfalls. There's two Dinamin windfalls. There's two different windfalls. Well, first of all, what's wrong with that? That's for sure. Fine.
Right.
So in business itself...
What do you say if you could buy something and it's...
Well, buy is different than sell.
No, we're talking about selling right now. Buying the fish. I know to buy the fish.
No. We're talking about selling now. Buying is totally different. We're going to get the buying.
In this case, I'll be much to buy it also. I'll buy the fish for $0. That's much better because it normally costs me $100 for a lot of fish.
No. We'll see why that's different. Hold on. We're talking about selling the stuff you have. Selling the stuff you have, there's a machlokes rishonim and what Tosfos means. Tosfos means that's me mafshid min hakeren. In mafshid min hakeren, we have a machlokes rishonim and what that means. The Ritva and the Mordechai understood Tosfos literally less than your principal investment. And the Rivash, and which is how we've seen to Paskin, holds, it means less than what you could sell it for now. That means that the only real case of Davar Avi, there's no real assumption, there's no reason to assume that the market will change. And therefore, the Minyas Revach is, I'm going to make fewer sales, but I'm not going to lose money on my merchandise at all. So that's where Minyas Revach comes in. But basically, everything I have is just going to be sold after Yom Tov for the same price.
It's what you could sell for or what the market
is. It's the what the market is. Now, you could tell, I could have thought, this is what I was thinking, that maybe the case of Minyas Revach is that you have an unusual circumstance. What's the classical case of an unusual circumstance? That let's say you have someone that's only here temporarily, you have a vacation, it's only here now, and now they're in the mood of buying something, and if you don't sell it, and they're willing to pay more than the market value, but if they leave, then you're not going to be able to sell it to them for more than the market value, but you will still be able to sell it for the market value.
To someone else,
because there's no reason to assume that I can't sell it to someone else for the market value. So I'm not losing my Karen at all. Even according to the Mordechai, even according to the Rivash, I'm not losing my Karen, because whatever market value I have, I still retain afterwards. Now this is more like a windfall. It's like, this is a very rare opportunity to make this type of money, and it's not coming back. So I would have thought that that's Minyas Revach. However, and that would be awesome, and then it would explain the case. However, there's a Yushalmi that the Rosh brings down twice, and the Beis Yosef and the Tour bring it down, and we pass it like this Yushalmi. That Yushalmi says that a unique opportunity to make money, even if it's only Revach, a unique opportunity to make money is considered, giving up on that is considered Davar Avid. If it's a unique opportunity to make money, and if it's a unique opportunity to make money, you're allowed to make money and on that unique opportunity. So what's the example? The example is that you have a Yerid. The yearly Shuk is during Chol HaMoed, and if I don't go now, I'm not going to be able to go. Or there's people that come and sell coming to buy merchandise, you know, like Soicharim are coming from Istanbul or something, and they want to come and sell merchandise. They want to buy merchandise, so they're leaving after Yom Tov. You know they're leaving after Yom Tov. It's not like my store, I have people coming in and out. The same people that are coming, Kolmai, will come afterwards. No, this is a unique opportunity. These guys are not here afterwards. Yushalmi says it's Motar. And everybody seems to go with this Yushalmi. So if that's Motar, so that means a unique opportunity to make money is also giving up on that is also called Davar Avid. So therefore, that can't be the... Right? So that's also Motar. Now is your question. So now is when everyone should be asking, if you understood the Yushalmi... Well, the Minyas Revach is only in a case, like I said, when you could sell for the same price this after Yom Tov. But no, but you should be... The question is, what about the fish? The fish was a unique opportunity. You can't make this money afterwards. So here is the first Teretz of the Ravid. Right? This is the Kasha of the Ravid. So the first Teretz of the Ravid is Erech Shmaka Teretz. He says that you're not in the fish business. So this is Stam, a random opportunity to go make money out of the blue. So that's Taka Asar. But when it's in your business, the way your business works is that you have your standard business. Amol, you make more. Amol, you make less. Sometimes you make good deals. Sometimes you make bad deals. But you need to be able...
For myself, at the end of the day, I'm in the money-making business.
No, so that's what he's saying. He's saying that you just proved your yichus. But you just proved your yichus. But I'm saying, but You're Jewish, something. But the point is that if the Ravid is saying a svar, a metzia is, that's not what the Yerushalmi is talking about. A brand new windfall out of nowhere, that's taka problem. Within your business, pragmatia, the idea of pragmatia is I'm running a business, I need to be able to sometimes make good deals because sometimes I make bad deals. And therefore, I need to be able, if there's a unique opportunity, I can't, within the business, there's a heter to go and take advantage of that opportunity because you know that sometimes throughout the year, you're forced up into a situation where you have to make bad deals. And therefore, you're allowed to take advantage of a unique opportunity. So now, what we have is two... We have
the svar be exactly the opposite, though? That if I had a choice...
Your svar would be opposite.
No, I'm saying...
This is the rabbit's svar.
If I had to figure out which one of these two is going to be more considered dover of hamachia, that's usher, if it's in my normal, ordinary course of business, so then don't do that business. Yeah, sometimes you have better deals, sometimes you have bad deals. I'm telling you not to do business this week, so you can't do business. Mashing it, if I have a metzia, you're going to have to tell me, don't find a metzia, because it's doimit the business, not my business. Why is this, it's more of a davar of it if you're going to compare the two?
I think so the logic is, so someone's going to go ahead and do tircha or do a malach to make money, so that we're not allowing you to. You're not allowed to do malach. You're not allowed to go do this. What are you going to say? Well, I could make money on it. Hey, you can make money on it, I hear.
Who should be allowed to make money?
Here, this is, he says, this minias revach is already considered davar ovid, because your business will suffer for not doing this. That's what he's saying. So therefore, this here, there's no tzad davar ovid. It's only minias revach. There's no tzad, it's not going to affect anything other than the fact that you're not going to make the money off the fish. But here, if you don't do it, it could make your business suffer, because ultimately, if you don't do this, you can't do that. Now, so what we have now is, we have that even according to Tosfos, it says you need a hefsin min hakeren, so let's break it down. We have that the Mordechai and the Ritva say you have to be, the only time it's mutter is you're going to lose from your principal investment. Then we have the more liberal approach of the Rivash, that you're allowed to, you're allowed to look at the value now, which makes more sense in the case of the fish. And you're allowed to look at your value now, and therefore the only case that it's also just regular operation of your store, don't keep it open because you could sell it afterwards. If there's a particular reason why you think prices will fall after Yom Tov, it will be mutter according to the Allah, and a unique opportunity within your business comes up. Someone offers you more money or something like that, where a unique opportunity is arising within the business, that's also mutter. But the regular, basically, haluch yelich in business, and you don't see a difference why this won't repeat itself next week, nothing's really changing, there's no season change, there's no shuk change, there's no reason to assume that anything's going to be different next week versus this week, that's what we're talking about, that's awesome. You're not going to make as much money if you only have your store open 50 weeks a year and not 52 weeks a year. Okay, that's what we're talking about. That's the sign of the Isser. Let's go to the next step.
Why won't the Ravid svar apply to that? Meaning, my business has ups and downs. So in order to run my business, I have to work whatever it is, 52 weeks a year.
Okay, but that's what we're answering. So that's not a unique opportunity. So that's what we're answering. So now that's the whole issur. Now, where there is a very interesting machloikas, which I'm not going to get to now, maybe that touches on your point, which is that what if I have overhead because I still have to pay my employees and I still have to pay I have to pay my rent. I have to pay my employees, I have to pay my rent, I have to pay all these things. So is that becoming now a hefsid off my principal investment, even according to all the shittas? Because now I'm going to lose off my principal investment. It means that week, I'm investing money into the business and I'm making nothing back.
Yeah, but not according to all the shittas. I mean, if you hold that, it goes based on
Exactly. So that's the machlokes. I'll just speak it out now. It's geshmaka machlokes. Logically, you would say, look, I have a store. I have 15 employees. Forget the merchandise. You're right. The merchandise, I could sell the same next week. So Chazal are talking about a case. I have a store. I close it down. I have all this stuff. I open next week. I'll sell it next week. Nothing's changing. I'm not losing anything out of pocket. I have all my merchandise. I'm going to sell it for the same price next week. Close your store. What are we talking about? Yeah, but if I close my store, I have a week of rent to pay. I have a week of salaries to pay. That week, I'm going to be out thousands of dollars not making the money. So therefore, Ramosha and others say that's considered davar avid, and that becomes now that you're allowed to keep your store open. Rav Shlomo Zalman says exactly what you said. Are you going to say that why? Because no, the way you run your business when you hire an employee, you know you're closed on Sunday. Let's say, right? So now you say, well, give me back a seventh of your salary because you don't work Sunday? No, that's the salary. It's given for the other days that you do work. And that's the rent. You don't say, well, the rent is, you have to make, your business model has to support a business. Your business model has to support a business that's closed on the weekends. And Alpha PK, you pay rent. You don't tell the landlord, well, I'm not paying for the weekends, right? You're paying for rent. You're paying your employees. And your business model has to support the expenses. So Dr. Shlomo Zalman, this is not a davar avid that came out of nowhere. This is your business model has to support being closed on Chol HaMoed. You have to know that from before. That's not a davar avid by being closed right now.
It's the same thing as Sunday. When you make Sunday,
Right. So therefore, the Shlomo Zalman holds that that's not, if by closing, maybe, if by closing Chol HaMoed, now you cannot sustain the business, and now you'll lose money over the course of the entire year, maybe there you would be matir and say, well, okay, fine. So that means that my principal investment is not worth it and I'm not making the money. But just the fact is that you're making, at the end of the month, you're still positive, whether you're close home or you're not, then he holds it, that's not called davar avid. That's what Shlomo Zalman holds. Halacha l'may says,
if you hold that carrot, sure, it goes based on the wholesale price, right? so then there's a cost to hold the inventory. Let's say it costs you $1 an item per day. So for Shabbos and for Sunday, so it costs me $2. I'm making $10 on it. But they close it for Yom Tov. Now I'm gonna lose my actual Karen, the actual.
Okay, if the case of Karen is that way, then it's that way. Fine. Now the what we want to get into now, we have to see how we pass in all these cases. But this is the breakdown. What we have to see now is, what we have to see now is that, we still don't have a great answer. We still don't have a great answer according to the Mordechai. Okay, we'll see. A great answer according to the Mordechai, how to answer the Karen. But what about the other way around? What about, which we didn't talk about, what if there's a unique opportunity to buy? We talked about a unique opportunity to sell. What if there's a unique opportunity to buy within your business? Right? You buy and sell. So what if there's a unique opportunity to buy? There's Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban says it's Aser, others say it's Mutar, and the Beis Yosef has a very nice piece on this. So we have to see. We'll see next week on Halacha that. So next week we'll finish this Sugya. We'll deal with the buying part. But just to sum up what we have, the Gemara says Pragmati is Aser. Rava comes and says Davar Avid is Mutar. Davar Avid obviously doesn't mean if you're not going to make money. We know that you're not going to make money. But you're going to lose something. What are you going to lose? Tosi says you have to lose from your Karen. What does it mean losing from your Karen? We have two pshatim. We have the Ritva and the Mordechai say it means losing from your principal investment. But even if the price will go down afterwards, as long as you'll still be able to make back your principal investment, it's okay. According to the Rivash, which is the pashtus of the Gemara of the fish, even if there's no principal investment, as long as you have value, you're allowed to sell it for your, and later on it will go, you'll have to sell it less than the value you have today. That's also called davar avid. It's a much more lenient approach. And then we had another heter, which is the windfall, which is that the Yerushalmi, that if the people come from outside to buy your stuff at a higher price, and you're not going to be able to sell it for sure after Yom, because they're leaving, that's also mutter. And the question, how did that shim with the fish? That's only within your business. That was like to make a windfall, that's going to be also, and that's the right to that is from the case of the fish. As far as if you have money, and unique opportunities come to use your money to buy, that we'll talk about next week.